A new era of crypto tax transparency in Europe, the European Union is set to implement groundbreaking changes in how cryptocurrency transactions are monitored and taxed, marking a pivotal shift in the digital asset landscape.
Effective in 2026, these rules will overhaul the relationship between crypto platforms, users, and tax authorities, aiming to close long-standing transparency gaps and ensure accurate tax reporting across EU member states.
This initiative reflects the EU's broader strategy to integrate cryptocurrency into the formal financial system, combat tax evasion, and align with global standards.
The framework, rooted in the EU's 8th Directive on Administrative Cooperation, DAC 8, will require crypto asset service providers, CASPs, to report detailed user data to national tax authorities, while individual users must reconcile their tax filings with platform-submitted information.
The move signals the end of crypto anonymity in regulated jurisdictions and underscores the EU's commitment to institutionalizing digital assets as a mainstream financial tool.
Key components of the new framework.
The EU's new rules are structured around a two-sided approach, targeting both crypto platforms and individual users.
1. Reporting obligations for crypto platforms. At the core of the framework are crypto asset service providers, CASPs, including exchanges, wallet providers, and trading platforms.
Starting in 2026, these entities will be mandated to automatically collect and report detailed transaction data to national tax authorities.
This data will then be shared across the EU via a centralized system, ensuring cross-border consistency.
The information required includes user identification details, names, addresses, and other personal identifiers.
Transaction histories. Dates, types of transactions, e.g. trades, transfers, and associated wallet addresses.
Fair market value, FMV. The value of crypto assets at the time of each transaction, converted into fiat currency for tax purposes.
This system mirrors the Common Reporting Standard, CRS, used for traditional financial accounts, creating a parallel framework for crypto assets.
By requiring platforms to report user activity, the EU aims to prevent unreported gains, ensure accurate capital gains taxation, and deter illicit activities such as money laundering.
2. Impact on individual users. For individual crypto investors and traders, the new rules mean transaction data will be automatically reported, eliminating the need for manual disclosure.
However, users must ensure their tax filings align with the data provided by platforms.
This necessitates maintaining accurate records of all transactions, including buy-sell dates, asset types, and FMV calculations.
The rules also emphasize the importance of understanding local tax laws on capital gains, which vary by EU country.
For example, some nations may tax crypto gains at higher rates than traditional investments, while others may offer exemptions for certain activities.
The shift to automated reporting underscores the decline of crypto anonymity in regulated markets.
Users who previously relied on private wallets or untraceable transactions will now face increased scrutiny.
This change encourages the adoption of portfolio tracking and tax reporting software, which can automate record keeping and simplify compliance.
Platforms may also integrate tax calculation tools into their interfaces, helping users generate accurate reports in real time.
Global alignment and the role of DAC 8.
The EU's new rules are part of the DAC 8 directive, which expands reporting requirements to the crypto sector.
DAC 8, originally designed to combat tax evasion in traditional finance, now includes provisions for crypto asset service providers.
This extension reflects the EU's recognition of cryptocurrency as a significant financial instrument and its potential to facilitate illicit activities if left unregulated.
The framework also aligns with the Crypto Asset Reporting Framework, CARF, a global standard developed by the OECD.
CARF provides guidelines for countries to report crypto transactions, ensuring consistency in tax policies across jurisdictions.
By adopting similar principles, the EU positions itself as a leader in international tax transparency, potentially influencing other regions to implement comparable measures.
The alignment with global standards serves multiple purposes, preventing tax evasion. By harmonizing reporting requirements, the EU and other nations can track cross-border crypto transactions, reducing opportunities for evasion.
Enhancing cooperation. Shared data systems enable tax authorities to collaborate more effectively, even across jurisdictions with differing legal frameworks.
Promoting legitimacy. Standardized reporting fosters trust in the crypto ecosystem, encouraging institutional investment and mainstream adoption.
Preparing for the 2026 deadline.
While the 2026 deadline appears distant, both platforms and users must begin preparing now to ensure compliance.
Platform preparedness. Crypto platforms will need to invest in technical infrastructure to collect, verify, and report the required data securely.
Key steps include data collection systems, implementing tools to track user transactions in real time, including wallet addresses and FMV calculations.
Verification processes, ensuring user identities are accurately linked to transactions to prevent fraud.
Secure data sharing, establishing protocols to transmit data to national tax authorities while protecting user privacy.
Compliance audits, regularly testing systems to ensure adherence to evolving regulations.
Platforms may also need to update user interfaces to provide clearer information about tax implications.
For example, integrating tax calculation features could help users understand their liabilities before executing trades.
User preparedness. Individual users should take proactive steps to review their tax obligations and prepare for the new regime. Audit past transactions. Reconcile historical crypto activity with tax records, especially for long-term holdings or frequent trading.
Understand local tax laws. Research how capital gains from crypto are taxed in their respective EU country.
For instance, Germany taxes crypto gains at 25-45%, while France imposes a 30% rate.
Adopt tax software. Utilize tools like CoinTracking, TaxBit, or CoinMarketCap's Tax Calculator to automate record keeping and generate reports.
Consult professionals. Engage tax advisors familiar with crypto regulations to navigate complex compliance requirements.
The transition to automated reporting may also prompt users to reevaluate their investment strategies, such as holding assets in taxable accounts or using tax loss harvesting techniques to minimize liabilities.
Critical takeaways and broader implications.
The EU's new crypto tax rules represent a watershed moment in the evolution of digital finance.
This shift not only strengthens regulatory oversight, but also paves the way for crypto to coexist with traditional finance in a transparent, accountable manner.
As the world moves toward greater financial inclusivity, these rules will shape how crypto is perceived and how it's used by millions.
Whether you're a platform, a user, or an investor, the 2026 deadline is a call to action. The future of crypto is being written now.